Feng Jia is a trained nurse who decided a year and a half ago to leave her job at a state-run hospital and work with a private nursing company. She says that unlike her job at the hospital, she now gets to spend more quality time with patients, and as an added bonus, her pay is better. Still, few of her friends have followed in her footsteps.
It was a risk. All of my classmates still work in hospitals. I thought that I'd give it a try because this industry, this type of job, is still an emerging field.
China's population is aging at one of the fastest rates in the world. By the middle of the century, more than 450 million people will be over 60 years of age. China lacks both the facilities and the staff to adequately care for the elderly, says Du Peng, director of the Institute of Gerontology at Renmin University, the only program of its kind in China.
We have 4 million beds available, one caretaker for every three elderly. We should have more than 1 million caretakers. If in the future we will have 30 million elderly, then we need 10 million caretakers. But at the moment, in China, every year only 6,000 gerontology professionals are certified.
Right now, most of China's nursing homes are state-owned. But through incentives to private enterprises, caregivers, and stipends to the elderly, the government is looking to shake up the market. Li Xingye says such incentives helped her quickly find a job at a private nursing home after graduating.
When I was still in school, I thought about where I would work afterwards, and at the time the government was issuing some policies to assist private institutions. So there were mainly private-run institutions available, so there were more to choose from.
In addition to cutting red tape to allow more foreign and private investment in elderly care, the government is testing ways to encourage caregivers to seek more training and keep certified nurses in the field.
It's a bit like the reform of China's economic system 30 years ago, when it was mostly state-owned enterprises, and there was a break with that and a promotion of economic development. Now we are seeing a similar thing with the breakdown of the bottleneck.
As more elderly Chinese turn to nursing homes for care, authorities hope investors see profit in the country's demographic challenges and add to the 400,000 nursing homes that now are mostly state-run. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.